And so the White House seemed to them a sort of fairy palace set down in an earthly paradise. For London is like prison for children, especially if their relations are not rich. Of course, there are the shops and the theatres and Maskelyne and Cook's and things, but if your people are rather poor, you don't get taken to the theatres, and you can't buy things out of the shops. And London has none of those nice things that children may play with without hurting the things or themselves, such as trees and sand and woods and waters. And nearly everything in London is the wrong sort of shape. All straight lines and flat streets instead of being all sorts of odd shapes like things are in the country. Trees are all different, as you know, and I am sure some tiresome person must have told you that there are no two blades of grass exactly alike. But in streets where the blades of grass don't grow, everything is like everything else. This is why so many children who live in towns are so extremely naughty. They do not know what is the matter with them, and no more do their fathers and mothers, aunts, uncles, cousins, tutors, governesses, and nurses. But I know. And so do you now. Children in the country are naughty sometimes too, but that is for quite different reasons. The children had explored the gardens and the outhouses thoroughly before they were caught and cleaned for tea, and they saw quite well that they were certain to be happy at the White House. They thought so from the first moment, but when they found the back of the house covered with jasmine and in white flour and smelling like a bottle of the most expensive scent that is ever given for a birthday present, and when they had seen the lawn all green and smooth and quite different from the brown grass in the gardens at Camden Town, and when they had found the stable with a loft over it and some old hay still left, they were almost certain. And when Robert had found the broken swing and tumbled out of it and got a lump on his head the size of an egg, and Cyril had nipped his finger in the door of a hut that seemed made to keep rabbits in, if you ever had any, they no longer had any doubts whatever. The best part of it all was that there were no rules about not going to places and not doing things. In London, almost everything is labelled, "You mustn't touch." And though the label is invisible, it's just as bad because you know it's there. Or if you don't, you jolly soon get told. The White House was on the edge of a hill with a wood behind it, and the chalk quarry on one side and the gravel pit on the other. Down at the bottom of the hill was a level plain with queer-shaped white buildings where people burnt lime, and a big red brewery and other houses, and when the big chimneys were smoking and the sun was setting, the valley looked as if it was filled with golden mist, and the lime kilns and oast houses glimmered and glittered till they were like an enchanted city out of the Arabian Nights. Now that I have begun to tell you about the place, I feel that I could go on and make this into a most interesting story about all the ordinary things that the children did. Just the